Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stand at the cash, get that paper, homie. Pay your tracks, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG,
I learned it from the OGs, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the cop a villa off the island for the throne piece. I'm a go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game. In the back, build the back, then bring struck. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just fast, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just fast, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money. That's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your math. All that sell, keep money growing, stay on track. Go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 2-1-0, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs. He's act bitter, but real OG's original. Real OG's original. Real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, June the 25th, Tuesday, June the 25th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to talk about living a life by design. You know, it's amazing that, you know, we are able to accomplish the things that we do, get as far as we do in life just by guessing, just by trial and error, just by, you know, making shizness up as we go. And, you know, it's fortunate, but then it's unfortunate because for most of us, we come from a place or we come from a background where, you know, like me, we did not have a roadmap. We did not have no direction. We did not have no guidance that was coming from someone who had been where we wanted to go or where we want to go, or someone who had a deeper understanding of the truth, not King James Version. Now, we live in a world and in an environment where there is so much misinformation and misdirection that it's very difficult to ascertain the versus A. And, you know, we all go through life and we try to do the best that we can given the information that we have. And since most of the emphasis is placed upon outside of us and not inside of us, we focus on things outside of us. We don't focus on the thing that goes on inside of our body, for example. We don't focus on the thing that goes on inside of our head as far as how our brain works, the neurons work. How does your heart work? You know, excuse me, you got four vessels. You got four chambers in the heart. You got the muscles of the heart. How does it work? You know, how does it pump blood? How does your kidneys work? How does your spleen work? You know, how does this marvelous machine work that we call the body? So we have a design that we were given, and it's like you were given a high powered vehicle, but you know nothing about the vehicle. And we seek not to understand the vehicle because there's so many things outside of the vehicle that gets our attention. And so there is this war going on for our attention. And what I've noticed and what I've, you know, ascertained over the years is that most people are just kind of making up shizness as they go. They really don't know. We just kind of regurgitate what we've been taught. And so after many, many years of just regurgitating stuff that I was taught from people whose life that was the same or worse than mine, and I noticed all the gurus, their life sucked. Like they were faking the funk. They were acting as if they and it's not necessarily their fault, but when we talk about life and we're talking about, for me, the four elements that make up life. Now, life is made up of more things, but for me, these are the primary four elements of life. We talk about wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And so all of the people in my circle, you know, those four areas were totally lacking, or they wasn't oscillating and vibrating at the highest possible level. That means that there was room for improvement. So I sought out to connect with and find people whose life I thought I wanted to emulate because they were living their life at a certain level of over, under, and understanding. And that set me on a journey. And that led to the development of everything that I've developed over the years. And so now I have these systems in place that assist people with giving them the information or the instructions that to live their life by design instead of just, you know, living their life by guessing. So this is how to live the life that you was designed to live and to stop making shizness up. How to actually live your life by design. And so that started with the basic understanding of what I call Dear Kinnear, which means service and ministry. So I came up with this Dear Kinnear report. Then I developed, you know, the Eagles Club, the Life Management System, then the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Now we're doing product development. And so for 2020, 2020 is a culmination of all of everything that I've done over the years to put it into one box and to take the design, if you will, to take the ability to take the knowledge and implement it. Because what I'm seeing is that a lot of people have difficulty implementing the design. So it's one thing to find the design, but it's a whole other thing to actually implement it. And so most people have difficulty actually implementing the design. It's not that they don't know. It's what we talked about yesterday is that I underestimated the power of your design, the current design. So there is a current habit pattern that we all have. And so I developed this system. And then so 2020, what I'm doing now is now doing for people what I wish someone had done for me. Because a lot of people told me, as I told you guys before, you know, Bernard Jordan and Bertrand Baird and Miles Monroe, you know, Turnell Nelson, these were my mentors who all told me the value and the reason, and the fact that no man can live on this earth without purpose. And if you meet some person who don't know their purpose, get away from them. Because they're going to drag you down because they're going to look to you to be their savior. And they're going to expect you to do stuff that for them that they should do for themselves. So people come into your life and they need help. They need assistance. But how can you help me swim if you don't know how to swim. So if we both are drowning and I grab you, I'm going to make both of us die faster. And so what's happening in the world today is there's a lot of people who have cisterns, but they don't work. But they promise you or they tell you that they do, but they haven't perfected it themselves. Now, it's not necessarily their fault, but it is, because what they have is they have a wish, they have a hope, they have a dream, they got a belief system, they got religion, they got something, but it doesn't work. And the reason that it doesn't work is they have no faith in themselves, they have no fruit that is results, that's measurable and scientifically provable in the areas of wealth, health, and wisdom. And more importantly, they have no freedom. They have no mental freedom. Now, freedom to me means peace. It means a mental disposition that in the face of adversity, not on the mountaintop. That's not freedom. Freedom is when you in the lion's den, you do what Daniel did. So when Daniel was in the lion's den, what did he do? When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fiery furnace, according to the story, what did they do? When Jonah was in the belly of the whale, what did he do? When Samson was up against 1,000 Philistines, what did he do? That's freedom. Now, everybody got freedom when they got money in their pocket. Everybody got freedom when they're in perfect health. Everybody has freedom when they have knowledge. They got gnosis. Everybody has freedom when their relationship is working. But the moment a problem shows up in your life and you do not have a process in place, I'm not talking about money in the bank. I'm talking about a process in your skull. The moment that adversity shows up and you do not have a process in place, that's when you start guessing. That's when you start making stuff up, because you do not have a course that leads you in the direction where you can, you know, get what is called immediate measurable results. And so what I've done is I've developed this system that takes the guesswork out of life. And in 2020, again, everything is changing, because now I'm taking it to a level where people can actually implement this due to the fact that we are able to bypass the reticular activating system. And so we're able to remove, you know, all of the flaws. We're able to establish heaven on earth by assisting you with taking responsibility, so that way you can take action. So that way you can live your life without a safety net and be okay with it. And that way you can learn how to make yourself better instead of bitter. And you can accept, you know, progress instead of failure. And you can stop over perfecting life and yourself. And you can develop crystal clear vision, because patterns are power. So there is this unconscious pattern. And we talked about that yesterday. So as I talked about on yesterday's show, and this is extremely important, and so hopefully everybody listened to yesterday's show, because if you didn't, if you missed yesterday's show, then what you missed was the fact that we determined that when you have a thought that is sustained, that thought creates an emotion, and that emotion then creates a habit or a behavior. So that tells me that all problems are the result of a thought that does not lead you in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So now we have to address the underlying thought, the underlying pattern that everybody says doesn't exist because it's unconscious. So the moment I meet somebody, the first thing that I do is I recognize that this is an individual who is having a thought that is creating an emotion, but they don't know, because they are having these feelings and they just assume that they are designed by God to feel that way. So my job is to, first of all, let them know that, boo-boo, you're not designed by God to live in poverty. And they say, but hey, my mama was poor. My daddy's poor. My grandparents was poor. Everybody's on welfare. Look where I live at. Look at the hood. Look at the ghetto. Look at my housing. Everybody, I have never seen. So how can I accept that you come in here and you're telling me that I'm designed by God to live in prosperity? So God wish that I be prosperous, even as my soul prospers, because that's in the word. So I have to show them the design. So I can start with the word, because most of us are familiar with the word. But let's say that person isn't familiar with the word. So I can show them their cosmology. Let's say that they're not familiar with the stars, then I can show them their biology. So I can either use theology to show them their design. I got scriptures that the Bible says, why the Bible says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father wish to give you good gifts, or to give gifts to those who ask? The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Okay, you're an atheist. You're a Satanist. You don't believe in the Bible. Okay, you believe in biology. Do you know that every cell in your body, your entire body renews itself? The brain is, computers are reverse engineered brain cells. Your brain has stored everything that you've ever seen, heard, is stored there. Now, you may not be able to recall it. That does not mean it's not there. Everybody, your cells are immortal. The cell doesn't die. The cell renews itself. It rebuilds itself. The body is a marvelous machine. The body can't get sick. If the body is left alone and you just provide it with the minerals and the enzymes that it needs, it's like putting gas in your car and putting oil in it. If you run a vehicle with no oil and no gas, it's going to heat. It's going to overheat. So the same thing happens with our body. If you don't change the oil in your body, and that's what we talked about when we broke down again the myelin sheath, and we talked about how that's the oil of the body, and we talked about the CSF, the Christos, that's the oil of the body. And so your material quality is based upon your mineral quality. So your materialization is the result of your mineralization. So I can use the body. Or we can talk about the cosmology. We can talk about how you are now moving from one age. And I can go back through all of history and show you what is called climate change. And I can show you what every religion that is known to man and the savior that you're waiting to come, I can show you that same event already happened before. Because every 25,950 years, we go through one earth cycle or one what they call equinox. And so I can prove to you using cosmology, and I can tell you exactly what's going to happen 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now. I can tell you exactly what is going to happen every 2,590 years, because that is an eon on age. So I can use cosmology to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what's going to happen. And I can sit back and come back 25,000 years from now and look you in the eye and say, I told you I was right. Because there is nothing new under the sun. This is a design. There is a designer. Now, you may not agree with me, but I got proof. So I don't need religion, or I don't need a belief, because I got proof. I got cosmological proof. That's actually inside of the Bible as well. I got biblical proof, because I took it out of the Bible. And I got biological proof that proves every statement that I make is true. Because I was born in a month that was given to me by the designer. And the designer said, I want you to be total awareness in my design. So the designer put himself inside of me. He's operating as me, and he's manifesting himself through me. There is no me. This is said in the Bible as well. So in the Bible, in the book of Galatians, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. So as my crucifixion, the word crucified in the ancient text means amplified. The word Christ means CSF, cerebral spinal fluid. So when my cerebral spinal cord fluid crosses the ida and the pingata, which is, again, the two gastric, it is the pneuma gastric, where we get the word pneuma. Where we get the word spirit. So the word Holy Spirit means pneuma. So in the Bible, it's the body. And the body is the body. I can prove that the pneumogastric nerve is the Holy Spirit, or the pneuma, because it's the same freaking word. And so once you understand that when that oil crosses Golgotha, the place of the skull, where Yahushua went down into Hades, and he took the keys of death and the grave. So the only reason that you die is when you run out of oil, like it says in the Bible, with the 10 virgins, 5 had oil, 5 didn't. You cannot go to the bridegroom, the wedding, without oil. And so when you burn up your oil, you D-Y-E, you die. So that's biology. Boo-boo, that ain't got nothing to do. But it does have something to do because it's actually in the Bible. So Yahushua was so smart that he hid the keys of the kingdom inside the Bible. That's why he pulled the disciples to the side and he said, to you it is to know, but to them, not so much. Because them Negroes, they got a love of truth. Or they don't have a love of truth. They don't have 2 Thessalonians. So source code, I'm going to send them a delusion. So everybody has delusion because of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. So again, I can predict with 100% accuracy every person that I meet. I can tell you exactly where they're going to be 5 years from now. I can tell you how they're going to die. I can tell you what they're going to do. I can tell you everything that's going to happen in their life because it's written in their DNA. And God gave me the code. So what is the code? So if you do not live your life by the code or by the design. Now, again, if I design a maze and I put you in the maze, I know how to get out the maze. You don't. I do. How? I designed it. So if I'm a computer programmer and I write a computer program and I give you the program, but you can't figure out the program. Okay, you could ask me because I wrote the program. This is not rocket science. This is life by numbers. This is life by design. So the programmer said, number one, you are designed by the programmer, the designer, to eat a specific way. You just can't eat anything you want to. Now, I don't know nobody who does that. I don't know nobody who eat according to their design. Now, we all should, including myself. I'm pretty close, but I don't eat 100% according to my design. So my blood type determines my diet. So I don't get to choose what I want to eat. Now, go to the hood or go to a church and tell somebody that and watch the look on their face. Is there anybody on this call that eat according to their blood? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the first problem. That's just one of a plethora. We're going to go through about 10. That I now put inside of the 2020 total awareness system. So now it's time to stop playing church from the perspective of just watching people crash and burn. Now, the cost of this program is $20,000. The reason that is $20,000 is because I don't have time to play church. Nobody's going to pay me $20,000 and then not listen to what I say. Because I'm not saying it. I'm just going to tell you what God told you, but you didn't listen to God. So God sent me to tell you again. The same reason God sent Moses back to Egypt. But you notice Moses was first raised in Egypt. He wasn't Egypt. He was a Hebrew, but he was raised in Egyptian because he had to go back. So how was you raised? So if you want to know what you were called to do, just look what you've been through. So it's not rocket science. So I can tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Because I'm just going to ask you one question. How'd you grow up? Now, you're going to talk in circles because you probably don't remember. There's a reason why source or, again, the anti-source don't want you to remember source. So, number one, blood. You're violating that. So, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. There's no devils and no demons. There's a lack of knowledge. There's a lack of what is knowledge? Perception. What is perception? Awareness. What month was I born? September. What is the month of September? Total awareness, not partial. So, when I speak, I don't speak partiality, brothers. I don't speak partiality, sisters. So whether you accept it from me or accept it from somebody else, you are going to hit a brick wall. Now, you've already hit the brick wall. If you go in the mirror and look at yourself, you're going to be honest with yourself, and you're going to say, self, we need to correct. We need to self-adjust. But we don't like taking, you know, instructions from short black men from Forest, Texas. Okay, that's cool. But you got to take it from somebody. You got to live your life according to your design. This is not... God did not put you down here to just wander around like a poor critter. Now, you could do like the children of Egypt. They just walked around for 40 years on a 40-day journey. That's what I did. Except it took me a little bit longer. It took me 50. So you can do what I did, but guess what? I'm slow, but at least I figured it out. There's some people who live and die, and they never figure it out. There's people that still at the old church that I was at. They still broke, they still busted, they still disgusted, but they go to church every Sunday and they act. They put on they speak Christianese. They put on their Christianity and they say, "Praise Jesus, brother. Hey, brother, how's your life?" "Oh, it's praise God, brother. Go, everything's doing great." And then they go in the parking lot and slap the hell out their wife. Now, I did not read that in a book. That's real life, homie. Now, you can be honest with yourself, or if you want to, and you can say, "Well, I don't like this dude, but he's dropping some knowledge." Because see, you got something in your body called gonads. This is connected to your NAD, N-A-D. That is your lymph nodes. Now, I got one of my clients who I just recently met, Dr. T, who had a great book that verifies scientifically and biologically everything that I've been saying for the last 20 years. Now, Dr. T was given cancer. They told her she had cancer. Go home and die. That was 30 years ago. Now she travels around the country teaching people how to get rid of that fake disease. Now, whether you get it from me, Dr. T, or I have another book written by this great gentleman by the name of Dr. Henry Wright. And in this book, he breaks down every known disease to man, every disease. And every disease, guess what it got? It got a spiritual cause. As I've been saying for 20 years, every disease has a spiritual cause. So, again, give me the disease, and I'll tell you the frequency that you're violating. There's a guy by the name of Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. I told you guys about him. Talk about him all the time, just like Maxwell Gershom, just like Jethro Kloss, just like Dr. Sabi. All of these guys, Dr. Emoto, everybody says the same thing. The body is energy. And if you got a problem, that means you got an energy problem. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great in theory, but give it to me straight, bro. Okay, let me give it to you straight. Somebody should write this down. Thought patterns give birth. That's it. Now, that may not sound like a revolutionary statement. Why do you suffer? Why do you suffer in any area, in any lifetime? Why? What is the underlying cause of all suffering? It had nothing to do with the devil. You can pray all you want to, your problem ain't going to go nowhere. Why do you suffer? You got a thought pattern. Now, you don't know it's there because it's unconscious. You got three brains. Now, again, go to Google, type it in. Type in human anatomy. This is not no belief system, brothers. This is freaking biology. You got three brains. You got a neo brain. You got a paleo brain. And you got a reptile brain. Neo means new. Paleo means old. New Testament. Old Testament or testimony, and then you got the dirt. You got the dirt. You got the reptilian. You got the devil, basically. You got a reptilian brain, a reptile brain. So those three brains, you got a triune brain. So the part of the brain that controls your reticular activating system, which is really your reptilian activating system, this makes you a good reptilian. How, though? Repetition. Is there anybody, how did you learn your multiplication tables? How did you learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G? How'd you learn it, though? You kept repeating the same shiznits over and over and over until you wrote it. That's called a neural net. That's how you learn. So now I come to you and I tell you, God designed you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in toe-curling relationships. And your reticular activating system, the reptile, is going to disconnect the neofrontal lobe. Because that's where reason and logic. So when I say something, your brain cannot accept it. So the brain blocks out anything that does not agree with its existing belief system. So therefore, you got to override it. Okay, well, how do we override it, brother? You go to the designer and you say source code. You say, God, this is what we call prayer. But you know, pray makes you pray. Let me say that real slow. Pray makes you pray. P-R-A-Y-P-R-E-Y. This is linguistics. As I talked about before, language establishes meaning. Then you got to go to, once you get the meaning of the word, that gives you light. That means understanding of the word. And then that makes you conscious. That's me. That gives you awareness. So what I did was I learned a bunch of definitions of the words. I went back to the originals. Now, again, I'm giving you the secret sauce right now. This is the secret sauce to all knowledge. People say that, well, Doc, I want to know what you know. Okay, this is how you know what you, this is how you get to know what I know. Number one, the definition that Noah Webster gave you, reject. The definition that King James gave you, reject. The definition that everybody gave you, reject. Start from scratch. What does that mean? Throw away everything you learned. That's how I started. So that means I started with a blank slate. Now, I know that's scary because you hold up, time out. You want me to reject? No, I want you to question. So as people say, Doc, we live on earth. Really? How you know? Well, I don't. I just read, okay, then you don't ask nobody. You get on your knees or you stand up or you go find, you go hug a tree. You do whatever you do to get in contact with Source and you say, Source, are we on earth? And then you sit and you take out pen and paper. And you wait for Source, the designer, to tell you, not me. You don't consult no other man. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the designer of the thing. That's what I did. So I went to the designer and I say, Source, I got off the planet. That's a whole other study for the time. This is called quantum consciousness. How do you think Elon Musk developed a quantum computer? They reverse engineered your freaking brain. So technology is dumbed down biology. So your biology is way powerful than any technology. So you got a cell phone that just keeps you, that just destroys your internal phone. Remember, go back to the Old Testament. Why did the priest in the Old Testament have a breastplate that matches exactly with the phone numbers? The stones, which are amplifiers, which is what the word, again, crucified means. So when I say I have been crucified with Christ, that don't mean nothing about dying. That actually means energizing. Anybody born in April? April is the month of the amplifier. That means to amplify. Christ means the oil in the body. So that way you can connect with Source. You got to amplify it. That's all I did. And then once you amplify, guess what happens? Bam. Now you have access to the astric records. That's what they call it. That just simply means you get, you're in contact with Source. And so Source will tell you, hey, what's your blood type? You know that some people don't even know what their blood type is. I people get, they all the deer canary reports, they don't know their blood type. Now, I didn't know either. I mean, I'm real slow because it took me 50 years to figure this out. There's some of you guys that's listening to me, you're in your 20s. Ooh, my little niece, my little niece who's a doctoral student up in Wisconsin, Brittany, my sister's daughter. That little girl is a light years ahead of everybody else. Light years. Because why? She actually asked questions. Out of all, my own children didn't even say, well, my son Kendrick did. Said, Dad, can you do my deer canary report? I got a lot of family men. My own brothers and sisters have never asked me that. So what does that mean? She sees worth and value. What does that mean? She ain't stupid. That girl got a freaking brain and it works. That's why she's in med school. I mean, not med school. That's why she's studying for a PhD. Guess what? Same field as me. Now, does that mean that I'm God's gift to the planet? No. That means that you got design. You're supposed to shine in your space or in your design. So number one, blood type. Okay, what's number two, Doc? What do you got for me? So what I'm doing in 2020 is instead of just giving people the Dear Kinnear report, now I'm doing their whole life system. That means I'm going to tell you exactly what you're supposed to do step by step. And if I got to come to your house and hold your hand, I'll do that. Because for 20 grand, hey, I can fly to wherever you at. I don't care if you're in Bumbuck, Egypt. That will cover the cost of my ticket. And then what we're going to do? Well, we're going to sit down and we're going to go life by design. I'm going to tell you exactly what's in the deal, Kenneth, except I'm going to write it for you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you your name, I'm going to give you your niche, and I'm going to give you your narrative. So I'm going to tell you, okay, what is the name? Well, your name was given to you by Source. Now, you can change your name. So for me, name is numbers. Because in the Bible, there's a book of numbers. You know God is a God of numbers? It's called, this is called Theo Mathematics and Alphanumerics. So I have a really small audio book. For everybody that's listening to me today, if you do not have my audio book on Theo Mathematics and Biblical Alphanumerics, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I will send you my audio book for free. So that way you can understand, okay, this dude is, yeah, he's a short black man from Forest, Texas, but damn, he ain't stupid. So that way you can understand what I'm talking about. It's called Theo Mathematics and Biblical Alphanumerics. It's not based upon numerology, boo-boo. is not based upon no freaking personality test where you go out and like, oh, your eyes are blue, so therefore that means you're this. Now, that's great. That's a start, but you might want to get some freaking instructions from source code himself, herself, itself. That's what I did. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the freaking creator of the thing. That's what I did. So you say, okay, brother, well, you keep saying that, so what else you got? Well, you see, there's something called a date of entry. In the ancient text, that is called your dragon lines. That's called the ley lines. That is called the primary meridians. That is called, in biology, that is the dura mater in your brain. So in the brain, there is the corpus callosum. That connects the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. It's a cross. It's actually a bridge. It's a nerve fiber network that connects left brain and right brain together. It's Corpus Christium. It's where we get the word Corpus Christi. So here in Texas, there's a city called Corpus Christium, but it's called Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi. So it's how you connect to source. And it's the dura mater. It's the pi mater. Now, in the ancient text, it's called the pi mander. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Anybody want to mess up their theology? Go to Google and type in the word P-Y-M-A-N-D-E-R. This is just for shiznits and shiznits and giggles. P-Y-M-A-N-D-E-R. Pi mander. Now, remember, you are a walking, talking, breathing God on earth. But I know religion told you something different, so you can't accept that. I understand. So let's digress. Okay, you are an individual expression of God on earth. Okay, that hurts your brain too, because again, we are religious, and we got okay. What does the Bible say? Oh, okay. The Bible says that you are an ambassador of Christ. Can we all agree upon that? That's. Oh, you can't agree upon that either. Oh, okay. Well, God bless you. I can't help you. No, I can't go any further than that. So the Bible breaks it down for us, and it tells us. And so this word pi mander is actually the pi meter or the dura meter in the brain. Now, in biology, it's P-I-A-M-A-T-E-R. Now, remember, pi mander is the ancient Egyptian meaning and over under understanding. But the pi mander, the P-I-A-M-A-T-E-R, is a membrane that envelops the brain and the spinal cord. Now, again, I don't want to hurt your brain too much. I don't want to give you, because, again, this is some deep shiznit. But this is how you replace the reticular activating system, the RAS, with the ASMR, with the automatic. Now, remember, we got to deal with the unconscious, because right now, what is the problem that you got? Why do you suffer? Why are you suffering? Why come you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a total relationship? How come you're not all-knowing, all-power, all-present, all-simple, and all-loving? Why you go up and down? Why one day you happy and the next day you want to curse me out? Okay, you have a thought pattern that is giving birth to demons. Now, we call those demons dispositions. Now, I know that's probably outside of your theology, I understand. But this disposition, the word disposition, that means you've been dissed. Now, in the hood, when you get dissed, that means you got served. Now, in the hood, when you get served, that means you got told. That when you in the hood, when you got told, that means you've been disrespected, homie. So you got a position. Source code gave you a position. That's in the book of Jeremiah. For y'all Bible thumpers, Jeremiah 29. God knew you in your mother's womb. And now that's Old Testament. But you need New Testament, okay? In the New Testament, it says we've been predestined in the book of Ephesians. So we ain't got to make shitness up. That you've been predestined means predetermined. That means before you was a hatchling, source code already determined something for you. He determined a path. So that means you're going to be on a social path, you're going to be a psychopath, or you're going to be on your life path. Now, me, having done all three, I tried social path. It was good. You know, calling a few people, made a couple of dollars. It was all right. I mean, like the devil pays good. The Bible even says sin is pleasurable for a moment. So then I switched up. I went to school, and I said, you know, I want to give me a degree in sociology. So I started deviant behavior. So I went to school. And I took a bunch of classes in deviant behavior. So I went into law enforcement. Then I went and worked in the supermax, and I found out that all that shizness that they taught me in the book, it didn't work in real life. Because that was real sociopaths in prison. Like they'll stick you in your heart and in your life. Those kind of sociopaths. Like, they don't care about your book knowledge. So then I realized that, oh, I had to go back to the street because that kept me alive. So I realized I already had what I was learning in school. So I was like, okay, I can't learn nothing in school because they're just teaching me what I already know. But I still did not have life. I was a good psychopath. Then I became a good sociopath, but I had no life path. So I said, okay, so where do I get my path that I should be walking from? And so I say, what is the energy imprint that's placed upon your soul? What is the DNA level imprint that cannot be replaced by man, dog, cat, squirrel, monkey? Nobody can replace it. I put it there. I was like, okay, so where's that at? That's in your DNA. Because the DNA is made up of what? Letters. So what day, what month, and what year was you born? Now, everybody knows that. Now, I got a question for you. Can you change it? Now, you get married, you change your last name, that messes up your letters, that changes your fetters. So letters are fetters. Another study for another time. A fetter, elf, because a L is an upside down elf. That's why you got Facebook. That's an upside down. Now, the elf is an upside down L. Another study for another time. But Facebook is fake book. So that is, you got a fake book. Your book is your DNA. So if you got a Facebook, which is fake book, you got a fake life. So you go on Facebook and you live a fake life. That's what I call fake book. Because your life is the book of life. Because books are made up of letters. Because letters make up words. Words make up sentences. Sentences make up paragraphs. Paragraphs make up chapters. Chapters make up books. That's why you call it a book of life. And now you're looking for the book of life out there, but you are the book of life. So Source said, okay, find your date of entry because you can't change that. Now, you can go right now. You can legally change your name. But can you legally change your date of birth? I will pause while you ponder the statement. Can you legally change your date of birth? Okay, answer no. So the PIA, pi, now, what is 1.6188? They call that pi. Now, what is the golden rule? What is golden means? And what is golden ratio? And why are all three stranded cord is not easily broken? Why are all three called golden? Okay, take Lucifer out of the word. Take out the L, which is a upside down elf for failure. Take the L out. Take out L out of gold and you got God. So a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. What is a three-stranded cord? Number one, you got to know the meanings of the word because that gives you the power of the word and that gives you the consciousness of the word. That, remember, meaning means body. Power means soul. Consciousness means spirit. Okay? Meaning means key. Power means kingdom. Spirit means king or queen. Okay? You still didn't got it? Okay. Let's break it down a little further. Three-stranded cord. The meaning of the word means the realm that you control. Okay, the power that comes from the meaning, once I give you the meaning of the word, now you got power because you understand it. That gives you what is called, soul. So you got a body, you got a soul, you got a spirit. So the meanings of word, that means the body because meanings release chemicals. Because remember, you got one problem. Why do we suffer? Why do we have problems? Because there are thought patterns that give birth to an emotion that is stored in my organs. So all health problems are emotional problems that are stored in the organs. You show me somebody with a health problem, whether it be weight, whether it be any problem, I'm going to show you an emotion that is a pattern, but you can't identify it because it's unconscious. So what I do, I make the unconscious conscious. That's my job. Because remember, what is the top level of light or language or love? Consciousness. Consciousness, then we have something called light or energy. Then we have something called meaning or definitions. Everybody I know, you know the meaning of life, but you don't have the energy of life. And if you got the meaning and the energy, you still don't got the consciousness. So the biggest dog is consciousness. So God is consciousness. The Bible says it this way. If you want to serve God, how you do it? So God is light. God is spirit. The Bible says if any man wants to worship me, he must worship me in spirit and in truth. He doesn't know about the physical. So God is spirit. Spirit is consciousness. So the spirit takes control over the soul. The soul is power. So your power comes from your soul. What is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. So my job is to empower the soul. How do I empower the soul? I empower the soul by giving you the meaning of your life. So life by meaning, life by design. So that's where we start. Okay, Doc, what is the meaning of my life? Okay, what's the month that you was born? Now, we already did this in my private study, my private group. So we're doing product development. So I'm giving everybody in my private study in the evening this life by design. Now, for everybody else, I'm charging $20,000 for the same thing. But I'm going to actually write you a 200-page life manual. Then I'm also going to give you your 750-page Canary Report. But then that's not even the good stuff. Then after that, I got to give you your business niche, or what I call your ascension statement, which is the meaning, the feeling, and the awareness, which is the name, the niche, and the narrative. See, very few people, the number one mistake that people make is when they go to school and they get a degree in the wrong area. If you start a business, now remember, I have 58 jobs. I had 23 businesses. That's 2-3. I started 23 businesses, all failed, except for this one. 23 times I failed. Now, I failed more times than most people have thought about starting. So I'm not talking about stuff I read out of a book. So I've had 58 jobs. I stopped counting after 58. I kind of got a little depressed. So, again, this is not stuff I read in a book. And so once you find the month that you was born, that's your niche. Now, for everybody that's a part of the life management system, they already know this. So now I'm designing people's lives for them, and I'm just going to give you it's a total of about 3 books along with my 50 other books and about 5,000 audio shows. That's just for your personal library. So my entire system, everything I've done in my entire life is encapsulated inside this program, Life by Design, that I'm doing in 2020. So what does that mean? That means this is your – when you was born, now I wish if I – you know, I'm doing this for my children as well. So now my kids already know. So, you know, when I talked to them, like I had to talk with Sade, and Sade was having a little, you know, early life experience with, you know, a couple of stumbling blocks. And they, you know, got lied to by themselves because, you know, they balling out of control, but they're not balling out of control enough. So I had to bring them back into reality. And the way you do that is by getting in touch with your original design. So everybody has a month that they was born. Anybody listening to me on this call that you do not know the month that you were born. Now, again, that sounds fictitious or kind of funny, right? But I just want to make sure. So if you're born in the month of January, you're here on Earth, as everybody in the private class already know, to share love. But that doesn't tell you anything. But at least gives you a start. So my job is to not only give you a start. So first of all, what is your blood type? Because your blood type is your diet type. That's how you got to eat. Now, if you got positive blood, that means you're electric. If you got negative blood, that means you're magnetic. So you got to eat an electric diet or magnetic diet. How do you know? Okay, in nature, gorillas, what do they eat? And in nature, polar bears, what do they eat? So polar bears are considered magnetic beings. Gorillas are considered electric beings. Gorillas, they don't eat meat, primarily. Every once in a while, you see them snacking on some meat. But what do gorillas eat? Then what do polar bears eat? So what's out there in the Arctic? Seals. What are seals made up of? So if you don't know that, you got to start there, because otherwise the body produces mucus. And nobody's overweight. They're overweight because they got, what is waste? Mucus. What is mucus? Trash. That means you didn't take the trash out. That's all it means. So how you take the trash out? You got to do this deep breathing, and you got to drink some good alkaline water. And then that's how you take the trash out. But your water got to be declustered. Because most people, they drink mineral water, or they go and they drink this fancy water that they buy, but the water's not declustered. Now, you can do it like I do, just by putting your mood, as Dr. Emoto proved. So go to YouTube, type in Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, and he put intention into water. That means he prayed over his water. That means he put his thought into the water. What did it do to the water? It changed the molecular structure of the water. Now, do not believe me. I'm a short black man from Forest, Texas. But Dr. Emoto, again, he got degrees and all this other good stuff. And he's a little light, you know, he's more light-skinned. Y'all like the light-skinned people. I'm just playing. But anyway, it's very important to understand, but this is biologically proven. So January is love. February is spirituality. March is courage. April is amplifier. May is balance. June is feminine wisdom. July is action. August is a healer. September is total awareness. October is emotional balance. November is success. And December is spiritual journeys that lead to wisdom. So based upon your date of entry, that's the month that you was born, bam, that tells me this is your name. Okay, that's great. Okay, Doc, we got to start. Now I know my name. Okay, now I need my niche. What's my niche? Why am I here doing this? Why are you here breathing? Okay, now that we know, what's something else that we can't change? Okay, the next thing that you can't change is the day that you was born. So the day that you was born helps you determine your niche. Now, I was born on the 15th of September. So I know September means awareness. 15th, the number one means individual leadership. The number five, that means unending talent. Now, if anybody know me, they know that I get new ideas about every. Oh, just got another one right there. Okay, then I start talking again. Nope, I got another one right there. And then I start talking again. That's why I can start a bunch of stuff, but I have a lot of problems finishing because I'm a one leader. That's why I'm not a follower. That's why I have 58 jobs. So I went to work and they said, hey, boy, go over there, pick up that box. I'm like, fool, who are you talking to? You, boy? My name ain't boy. Whatever, go pick up the box. I'm out. So I did that 58 times. Then I went down there. Every time I go home, I talk to my dad. I said, hey, Dad, how many of you had jobs? Yeah, Willie. You know, I had problems down on the job too, boy. I was still on no job. Nobody telling me what to do. And my dad's born in September. Guess where I got it from? So I know, now remember when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to compare myself to I have a sister named Brenda and my brother Glenn. They've been on their job forever. Jesus was here first time around. They was on their job. They still here. When Jesus come back the second time, Brenda will still be working for the government and Glenn be working for them. Suckers been on their job for life. Me, I tried to be like my sister Brenda. I tried to be like my brother Glenn. Like they was my heroes in life. I always look up to them because they like did everything right. I was like, damn, them suckers never got in trouble. When we was kids, they never got beat. I got beat on the daily. My sister Brenda be like, mm-mm, Willie. I say, Brenda, let's go chunk rocks at them chickens. Mm-mm, I ain't chucking rocks at Big Mama's chicken, boy. I said, come on, Brenda. No, you ain't getting me in trouble. And she'd go back in the house and go play with her doll. Me, you know, I was hard-headed. But I learned. I learned slowly, but I learned. But my sister Brenda, as I know now, and my brother Glenn, guess what? They different from me. They not better. They just different. So people are different. It's okay. We all are different. So that means it's okay for me to be me? Hello. Now, it took me 50 years to figure that out, but I finally figured it out. So now I love me some me. Now I'm not trying to be like T.D. Jakes. I'm not trying to be like Creflo Dollar. I'm not trying to be like Joel Osteen. They balling out of control doing, they living their best life. So you should be living your best life. So it's okay for you to be you. And if anybody tell you different, you can tell them to go kick rocks. So you find the day that you was born, and guess what that tells you? So 1 + 5 is what? 6. And the number 6, what does it mean? That means responsible server. That means compassion. That means love. Now, if anybody knows me, the thing I've been trying to kill all my life that I've not been successful with doing is I love everybody. I want everybody to win. So I tried to be a thug. You know, I tried to be hard growing up, and I'd be like, I tried to be evil, man. I tried, but it's just like, okay. I tried to kick a dog when he was down. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I put my foot back, and I was just like, I'm going to kick him, and no, I couldn't do it. So I wasn't evil. I tried to, y'all don't understand, man. I tried hard. I wanted to be an evil dude. I ain't designed. I thought I was a thug until I went to prison. Now, I didn't go there as in I went whooped in the prison. And when I worked in the prison, I read real thugs. And I said, dude, but you killed like 30 people. Like, how'd you do that? He's like, come in this cage, man. I'll kill you too. I'm like, but why you want to kill me? He's like, I don't know. I just like it. He's like, I get a high. He's like, I get it. So the same energy I get for being nice, going to the gym, helping old ladies cross the street, there's people who get that same energy for taking lives, for raping people. So I realized that they don't got souls. Because what is a soul? A soul is it's a conscious. It's a mind, a will, emotion, imagination. They call it organic portals. So my whole cleronomics, that's my behavioral system that I developed that's way better than any psychological system that I found on the planet. So I'm a behavioral cleronomics specialist. I got my own brand of psychology. And it's 100% accurate. I've done it. I tried it out on prisoners. So when I worked in the prison, I went in and I would psychoanalyze these fools. And I said, hey, y'all getting out? You want to get out? He said, yeah, okay, do this. And then they get out. So then I went and worked in the medium. That's called a forum system. That's like you go there before you release from prison. So I worked there and I tried out my system and it worked. And then they got out. So then I went to work at a halfway house, federal halfway house. And then there, they are all there in a house. And they would go to their job. I would find them a job. I would follow them to the job, make sure that they showed up on time. Then I would follow them home, make sure that they got home. And then I would follow. And so that's what my job. Now, they used to, you know, we call them field managers. They're called probation officers. So I did that. And I used my system because I said, hey, y'all was in. Then we went to a group home. Now you are almost out. You're on probation. You're at house. But you still got a problem. What's the problem? Thought patterns that give birth to an emotion that leads to behavior. So if we don't deal with that thought pattern and replace that thought pattern with another thought pattern, you're going to give birth to an emotion that says, go rape. You're going to give birth to an emotion. And once that emotion, because emotion, that E for emotion is an entity. Once that demon, which is a disposition, it's already there because either you was born with it or it was developed in your environment. Some kind of way, this is called gray matter. If I put your butt on an EKG machine in your brain, it shows up as white matter. That is what they call a group of neurons that hang out together. Neurons that fire together, wire together. So then you killed so many people so many times, now you got a spirit of killing. That's what the church calls it. Biology calls it a neural net. It's a neurological network, a bunch of neurons. They all fired together, and them suckers got together, and they formed a gang. They formed a group. They formed a community. So now there's a road, and that road is a groove. It's a grove. So if you go in the Bible and you type up and you look at the word G-R-O-V-E in the Old Testament, that means same place, same time, same position. That we call it a ritual. That's what you did. This is ritualism. This is Luciferianism. This is witchcraft. This is Wicca. Now, I know this is probably contrary to your theology. I have a book called Grammar, Grammaria, and Grammar Tools. So you didn't know that by doing what we're doing right now, that's called witchcraft? Or y'all didn't know? Y'all are all professional witches and wizards? So grammar is Grammaria. Grammaria is Grammar Tools. That's runic and sigil magic. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology, but you all went to L. Go look up the Bible. Go to Google, type in E-L. See what it means. And then type in the word M-E-N-T, mint. Because anybody did not go to elementary school? Anybody. Okay, everybody went to elementary school. Okay, that means you're a grammar caster. That means that you are a beamer. That means that you are a spellbinder. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. However, I got something called proof. And so now we got to break that spell. Now, the Bible says it's called a familiar spirit. Look at the word familiar. You're going to see the word family liar. Look at the word familiar. Familiar. Look at it. You're going to see the word liar at the back. Turn it around. You're going to see the word fam and the word liar. So that family liar, it's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. So when I started studying this, I started hanging out with my dad a lot. So I was going down there, and my dad didn't know. I just go down there and talk to him. Hey, Dad, you know, when you're a little kid growing up, boy, you got to go ask your people about all that stuff. So, Dad, what happened with you and my mama? Why did you do that? Boy, go ask your auntie. Everything. Now, he would talk to my sister Linda. But for whatever reason, every time I asked my daddy something, he would say, boy, go talk to your aunt, this person or that person. But by hanging out with my dad, I picked up his disposition. I understood why, because the sins of the father is passed down to the son. So if I don't kill this demon, this disposition, now, we can make it biblical if we want to. We can get all mystical and we could turn over chairs and talk about demons and devils and get all scarred. Or we could handle this like men with using reason and logic. That's why God gave you a brain, love and compassion. So that's what I did. Now, I tried the church way. It didn't work for me. Now, it may work for you, boo-boo, but it didn't work for me. So I did it. I went to the top levels, you know, and I got there. And guess what? I still cheated on my wife. I still lied. I still stole. I still treated my children like trash. And they looked just like me. So I still have all the same problems because guess what? I had a thought pattern that gave birth to an emotion that affected my physical form, my body. Now, I don't know what you're doing in your life, but I guarantee you, you got an unconscious thought pattern right now that is giving birth to an unconscious emotion that is going to become subconscious, then it's going to become conscious, and you're going to carry out a physical act that goes against some moral law or some real law, like stealing. So that's because of a thought pattern. So if we don't deal with that thought pattern, you can pray, you can fast, you can slap oil on your head. If you don't deal with that day moon, that demon, that disposition, boo-boo, it ain't going nowhere. So that's all I did. Okay, but how did you do it? Well, 1 + 5 = 6. So I saw that, okay, so I'm not a loser. So when I was a little kid growing up, my grandma said, boy, you're going to grow up to be a worthless, deadbeat alcoholic, just like your daddy. Now, she was trying to do the right thing, obviously. But when she was calling me lazy and no good for nothing, man, that hurt. I was a kid. But guess what I did? I grew up and I called my sons. I snatched them up, punched them in the chest, called them outside their name, called them worthless pieces of trash. I did the same thing that my dad did to me and my grandmother did to me. And Sister X, we didn't even talk about her. So the same thing was passed down to me. I passed it down. So guess what? I got to deal with the demon. So I'm destroying it. So guess what? My sons, daughters, they're not going to have this problem. My grandbabies, they're not inheriting because I'm killing the demon today. And I'm teaching everybody else how to do it. How do I do it? With compassion. Because I'm a 6. So you do it. What day was you born? Now, the last piece of the puzzle, we got to get the narrative. So you have a narrative. That means this is now, narrative is the script that you're supposed to write when you live in your life. So I gave everybody their 1 month name. Now I just gave you your niche based upon your day of birth. And then I give you your narrative based upon your year that you was born. Now, brothers and sisters, I've been doing this for 20 years. And I've been giving the people the same information that I'm giving you. And guess what? They still can't bust a grape. They did it like me. So just having this information does nothing. You got to implement it. Okay, but how do we implement it? Okay, that thought pattern that is giving birth to that demon, that disposition, that emotion that is affecting your physical form. That means you want to do right, but your physical form is under the control of an emotion. You know when people get really, really angry and pissed off? They say, when I was in prison, and I say, hey, well, dude, you know, you shot the dude 15 times, man, in the back. Like, what happened, man? Well, you know, something came over me, bro. Okay, what do you mean something came over you? Well, you know, I was just sitting there, and then, I don't know, they said something, and I just kind of blacked out. And I just thought, and next thing I know, I woke up, and I stuck him 15 times. Do you know how many times I heard that in the prison? So I perfected my program on real demons and devils, not fake ones. See, if you want to test my theory, like my recidivism rate for my clients was almost 100%. In fact, one of the guys who come to my house and does my work for me, he one of my clients when I worked in the prison, who was a stone cold killer. He comes into my house. He knows I still keep calling. He's on Facebook. We talk all the time. Everybody's scared. This dude was one of the highest ranking members in the Mexican mafia. He like chopped people's heads off and used them for ashtrays. He shoved stuff up people's butts while they was alive that I can't even tell you the stuff that this dude did. And he's a reformed citizen now. For him to come into my house, that means he knew where I live. Now, everybody in the government says, and everybody that knows anything about therapy, like when I worked inside the prison, they told me you cannot go into the cell of like in the guys that was inside of the, you know, the Brotherhood of the Snake or the Aryan Brotherhood, the KKK dudes, the white dudes. But again, I was doing behavioral clinomics. They had therapy or they had psychology, but they didn't have what I had, which is called in the Bible, it's called Tarupo. So my system is based upon Tarupo. So I went into the cell because the reason once you go inside of an inmate cell, they can't see you on the camera. So if you get jumped, it's been pretty much on you because they can't see what happens. And so they was like, how come you could go in there? Now, all the inmates knew, and all the black inmates and the black guards, they didn't like me. Because they said, hey, you sympathetic to the white inmates. Because I wasn't afraid of them. And then I started hanging out with the Mexicans or the Hispanics, and they'd say, oh, well, you sympathetic to the Hispanics. Because I was hanging out with them. And then I got with the, you know, we called them the guerrillas. And those were the guys were, you know, the black gang, Black Party, Black Panther Party, all of these guys. Most of them was interesting from Chicago. And the one guy, the head dude, his last name was Jones. And Jones was over the kitchen. And every day Jones, number one rule in the prison, never take nothing from an inmate, nothing. Jones fixed me food every night and brought it to me and I ate it and they're like, dude, that dude could spit in your food. He could defecate in your food. He could do anything. And you have no clue. But I have behavioral cleidonomics. So what is behavioral cleidonomics? Well, behavioral cleidonomics, it comes from the Greek word kleros or kleronomos. That means the household management of the soul. Management. I managed souls. I still do. The reason my system works, boo-boo, is that it's not based upon theorem. It's based upon... it's not based upon a theory. It's based upon a theorem. A theorem is a closed loop. A theory means we got an idea. See, everybody got ideals. Everybody got a belief system. Everybody believe. They don't know. See, I got a know system. So when I walked into the dude that was the head of the Brotherhood of the Snake, the white Brotherhood of the Snake, the Aryan Nation, when I walked into his cell and sat down with nothing but a freaking keys, I was comfortable because I already had control over his mind, his will, his emotion, his imagination, and his intellect. That's kleros. That is the household management of the soul, brothers. That doesn't come from books. That comes from real life. The inability to manage the soul. The power, dunamis power, comes from the soul. That's what the devil is after, your soul. That's why he probably got your soul. That's why in all of the movies, everything is about soul possession. So the inability to manage the soul. How do you manage the soul? What was the year that you was born? Now, take the year that you was born and add those four numbers straight across. Most people don't do that. Most people add them this way. So if you take the numbers, if you was born in the year 2000, like my youngest daughter, she was born in 2000. So if you take 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0, you're going to get what number? 2. Now, if anybody knows my daughter, my youngest daughter, Shamora, everybody knows that Shamora is the most peaceful, gentle, but Shamora is a very inward. She's an introvert. That means she processes everything internally. That's the 2. Now, all of these numbers, you just go to Google, type in like numerology and then number and then whatever. So when you add up the numbers in the year that I was born, it comes out to the number 18. Just the year, not the day. Not the month. The month is the name. The day is the niche. The narrative is the year. Now, I shouldn't be telling you this. This is all part of my system, but I know you can't do nothing with it because you still have that daemon sitting in the seat. Now, remember, the Bible says, no man can enter into a man's house unless he first binds the strong man. See, boo-boo, until you bind that strong man, everything I'm telling you, let me tell you what's going to happen. As soon as I hang up with this call, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a thought pattern that's going to give birth to an emotion. That E for emotion is entity. That entity is going to move around in your body. He's going to travel up and down your body through the meridian lines. And those 12 meridian lines is connected to the 12 cranial nerves. And the 12 cranial nerves leads to the dura mater. And the dura mater is where the pi mater or the pi mater is at. And the pi mater gets into the corpus callosum and is able to go from left hemisphere to right hemisphere. Left hemisphere, this is called holistic cleidonomics. I have a whole book that breaks it down. And once that demon gets in your brain, bam, he owns you. And then something comes over you. You can't control yourself. Because of the thought pattern. So even though I'm giving you the key, we ain't got rid of the straw man. So that's what I teach in the private classes, is how to get rid of the straw man. The strong man. So, and then when you do, 7 more worse than the one that you just got rid of come back. So not only do you got to get rid of the thought pattern, you got to be able to replace it. Now, this is how Lucifer works. One, Lucifer will always come in with oppression. See, this is the problem. I can't get rid of oppression for you. Now, everybody gets oppressed differently. So this is why you got, this is why you have problems. You feel oppressed. Okay, let's say you've been married for a long time and something happens. Or let's say you've been on your job 25 years. You've been on your job. They call you in the office and they say, hey, boo-boo the fool. We like you. You're a great employee, boo-boo. However, we're doing, the company's cutting back. And thank you for your service. And you ain't got nothing planned. You ain't got no savings account. You ain't got nothing. Now, is that not cruel? Is that not harsh? And is that not unjust? I will wait while you ponder the statement. So number one to demonic possession, this is how, this is why you need the My Life Design program. Because we just went through, now there's 10 steps. I just did one, blood, and we did 2, 3, and 4, name, narrative, and niche. So I just gave you 4 keys of the 6 keys to design your life without freaking guessing. But step by step. So when you wake up tomorrow morning, you do deep breathing. You get you, matter of fact, you grab your glass with your lime and your H2O, and you do this. You just fed your cells, which is yourself, which is your soul. So now you're ready. But you got a problem because there's a thought pattern that gives birth to an entity that controls your biology. And until you deal with that thought pattern that gives birth to that entity, even though I know the narrative for my life is 1, independent leader, 8, that makes good decisions, 9 is the number of humanity, royalty, eloquence, and style. Now, if anybody know me, you know I likes to live large, boo-boo. I don't got no freaking brand new 2019 Camaro in my driveway right now because of, I just wanted one. Back in the day, I wore nothing but suits. When I came back from there, I had tailor-made suits with my freaking name, 20 of them. I never wore jeans and T-shirt. I had to reorganize my life because everybody was starting to, who this little fool think he is? This was back in my church days. Like, nobody could outdress me. So I purposely had to put myself in time out because I went too far with the 9. Like, nobody can out-royal me. So now I had to dumb myself down. So way back in the day, like, I was like, yeah, I was way out there. You talking about bougie. Oh, man. I put the B in bougie. You can look up dictionary. That's a picture of me in there. So I had to put myself in time out. 9, brothers and sisters, that's my narrative. That's why I'm pretty much a Lone Ranger. Because there's very few 9s out there. There's very few people who know how to do shit. And if you're going to freaking do it, man. Do it right. Don't have acid. That's why I can't do stuff with most people. Because they ain't going to do it right. They just going to throw something out there, man. I ain't endorsing that craziness. If I put my name on it, boo-boo, it's going to be done right. So when I go to the gym, I go to the gym. I ain't going to look around. You know, I go to the gym now, and it's almost hard. That's why I got to go back. I got to build my home gym back up. I go to the gym now, everybody on their cell phone. I went to the gym this morning. I'm telling you, people were sitting on the machine that I'm waiting to use, and they're sitting there looking at their cell phone. Now, I'm about ready to go over there and slap somebody. So to keep from going to jail, I was like, yeah, it's about time for me to start working out at home again. Because it's like, for me, it's like, okay, if you're going to do something, but again, why? So now, if I don't know that, I'm going to go to a therapist, and they're going to tell me, here you go, take this medication because you're a little high strung. No, boo-boo. I'm designed by source code to do shizness right. I'm a 9. But if you don't know that about yourself, some other fool going to come up and tell you that, hey, why you work so hard? Now, when I first met my wife, I used to joke around with her, and I used to tell this all the time. Like, that she's the hardest working woman I know. She gets up. She don't need no alarm clock. She don't know. She up there right now working like a Hebrew slave. But if anybody know my wife, what's her numbers? Okay, she's a 22. Y'all know what a 22 is? That is a master builder. It's not a builder. It's mastery at putting shizness together. So it's just not like just, oh, we're not going to just put it together. We're going to put it together. So if you want something done, you get somebody like somebody like that, because the number four, that's the foundation number. That's the number of order. That's putting shizness in a step-by-step manner that's guaranteed to produce results. So if you don't know that about yourself, somebody going to make you feel bad for being you. That's why I feel my heart goes out to especially women that have one or a lot of ones in their number, because most men make them feel like trash because they are a leader, and especially a woman that's like a 7 or an 11, which I got pretty much everybody in all of my clients. I got over 50 clients, and all the women most of them are old blood. Most of them have a 7 somewhere, and most of them have an 11 somewhere. Why? Because they need to be told. There ain't nothing wrong with you. You don't need to be fixed. You ain't got no problem. You don't need to, you know, go slower or go faster. You don't need no therapy. You don't need no medication. You don't need no fake boobs or no fake butt or, you know, fake this or fake that. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. You are designed by God to shine. That's why he gave you the number one. You are an independent leader. So, no, you're not going to be following some dude around saying, okay, honey. Okay, you want to go? Okay, you want to go there? Okay, let's go there, honey. And you hate going to eat sushi. So if you're a one and you're a woman, you're going to be like, no, man, I ain't eating no sushi. I want a salad. And then he's going to try to make you feel bad, and you should not feel bad for being good. The number one trick of the devil is to make you feel bad for being you. So brothers and sisters, everybody on this call, you are designed by source code to live your life in a specific manner. You are designed by source code to live, to eat a specific diet. Everybody on this call, I have developed what I call my life by design, or to live your life so that you shine. Now, you got a choice today. You can continue to, you know, guess, wonder, ponder. If nothing else, at least take the four keys that I gave you out of the 10. Blood, find out what your blood type is. Go to Google. Okay, if you don't get it from me, okay, especially now, 2020, you know, at 20 grand, okay, that price range, you know, maybe a little out of reach for a lot of folk. But everybody's already a part of the system. You guys already know you get a 50% discount off the bat. So that drops the 20 down to 10. And then if you've already paid for the life management system, okay, I'm going to drop that off as well. But for everybody that's new, okay, yeah, you know, we can work something out. I got the early registration discount, so I'm giving $1,000 off, and then I'm going to match it with $1,000. And I talked about that in the video, and I'll break down that price structure a little bit later. So that way we can knock it down, so that way it's affordable. It's still worth 20 grand, but, you know, you don't have to pay 20 grand. So what is it? It's a life by design. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean? Okay, everybody has these 10 statements. You might want to write these down. So if you don't know these 10 things, these are the 10 keys. If you don't know these 10 keys, life's going to suck for you, boo-boo. Number one, you got an executive statement that was gave to you by God, putting your DNA. Now, the DNA is made up of four letters that's held together by five. The fifth letter is called phosphorus. Phosphorus represents fire. That's the kundalini and the kunda buffer. Now, if you go to church and you say those two words, they're going to say, usher, they're going to escort you out of the building because they don't understand what it means. Now, another study for another 10. Now, the Bible talks about fire shut up in my bones. There's a scripture that talks about fire. That's referring to the ruach and the pneuma. The pneuma gastric nerve is called the ida and the pingala. The ida and the pingala? Yeah. Pingala. So those two nerves, that's the gastric nerve. Fire comes up those nerves. The Bible calls fire, there's fire in my bones. It says in your Bible. So the same thing is in the Bible. So if you don't know that, that comes from four numbers. And if you don't know those four numbers, that's the executive. That's the fire in your body. That's the primary source of all energy. Therefore, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, man, I don't feel like going to work today. That means that those four numbers are not oscillating, vibrating in your body. That means your dog's on hunt. Number two, these are basically a part of most business plans. So you got the executive statement. You got to know that. You got the dream statement. You got to know that, and you got to know where it comes from. You just can't make it up. People go into business and they say, okay, I'm going to just make up my business plan. Wrong. You're kissing the devil in the mouth. You're going to have, let me read my statement again. You're going to have an unconscious thought pattern that is going to give birth to an entity that you call emotion. And that entity that you call emotion is going to overwhelm you, and you're going to become angry, anxiety, fear, doubt, unbelief, jealousy. One of those entities, it's going to be Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor. One of them, Samael, one of them are going to show up. And when they show up, they're going to release some chemicals in the body, probably cortisone and adrenaline. And once that chemical is released in the body, it affects the physical body. And then you do cray cray stuff. So you got to have a mission. You got to know why you're here on earth. You got to have a purpose. You got to have a vision. You got to have a goals. You got to have objectives. You got to have action, step-by-step plan. You can't just make it up. You just can't put, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this. You just can't make it up. So everybody goes, now, this morning, you set your intention based upon what? So you just made up something this morning? Like, okay, I'm just going to go to Walmart. I'm just going to go hang out. That's what we're doing now? We're just making up shiznits? Okay, if you do that, your dogs don't hunt. And then you got a responsibility statement. You got an operating statement. So my brain operates and oscillates according to two specific numbers. Do you know how your brain operates? Oh, the way your savings account is set up? You don't know? Okay, I understand. This is called life by design, brothers. Paint by numbers, sisters. Marketing statement. So what is marketing? Marketing has nothing to do with business marketing. Marketing is, why should I talk to you? Marketing is, now if you don't know this, what is your competitive advantage? Oh, you don't know what your competitive advantage is. You got an advantage over everybody on earth. And if you don't know your competitive advantage, it doesn't just come from making up stuff. It actually comes from a design that God put inside of your DNA. And that's your ability. So that gives you an advantage over everybody else. Now, what is the advantage? Where are you going to go? The advantage. Oh, so your advantage is how God designed you. It's not like something you just make up. And then once you understand your brain operates in a certain way that gives you a competitive advantage that establishes your morals and your values. So you mean to tell me you got your morals and your values from where? You got the Ten Commandments? Okay. Well, you know that there's actually 50, right? I have a book called, The 50 Commandments of Christ. 50. Now, remember, everybody on the call today, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know. Doc, I heard your show today. Send me your free audio on Theo Mathematics and Biblical Alphanumerics, and I will email you that. And last but not least, once you have the values, which you don't make up, that God gave you, just like Samson, the hair follicle, that's why hair represents strength. The hair represents your spiritual antenna. That's why technically, I shave my hair, but really, you're not supposed to shave your hair. That's why Native Americans, when I was in the military, my roommate was, his name was Toya, T-O-Y-A. He was a Native American. So I used to go to powwows, and I used to photograph him for him. And then I got involved with the Native American culture, and they kind of set me in, accepted me. And we used to go into their teepees. I used to smoke some peyote. And used to hang out with a chief in the Native American culture. This was back in before y'all was hatched, most of y'all. And so I learned all about the Native American culture. Then I went to New Mexico, and I worked in right next to Isleta. Go Google it. Isleta Reservation, right under Mount LL, which there's something on right now that is thousands of years old that's in LL Mountain. Go Google LL Mountain, Los Lunas, on that mountain. That's where I used to go hang out. That's where I worked at. That's why I worked in the prison. That's why I worked at. I worked at the Supermax up in Santa Fe. But underneath LL Hill, this letter with the Native American culture, where again, I mastered and sharpened behavioral cladonomics, my system that I use. And the Native Americans, that's why I saw the medicine wheel. Now, I call it the life optimization circle, chart. They call it the medicine wheel, the spinning wheel, the black sun. And so hanging out with them, and learning their culture, it gave me some what I call foundation. So you have 12 foundational principles. Those are the 12 numbers on your life circle, your kirka. If you make up your foundation, that means the bricks in your wall, you don't got the chief cornerstone. That means you got a house built, but it's built on sand. When a strong wind comes, your house going to blow away because you ain't got a foundation. You got a house, but it's built on sand. So your house must be built on a sure foundation. Is your house built on a sure foundation? Where did you get your foundational principles from? You cannot make your foundational principles. They were given to you by your designer at birth. Your foundational principles was given to you by your God. Now, you may not know him, her, or it, but it knows you. And it gave you a piece of itself. So you are God on earth. So God is in you. He's operating as you. And he's manifesting himself through you. All you got to do is get out of the way. How do you get out of the way and let God be God? Well, that thought pattern that you got, that's called your ego, boo-boo. So your ego is the thought pattern that is giving birth to them little demons and their disposition. You call it your pleasant personality. Now, I know you like your personality, but your personality, guess what? Your personality, that is your personal demon. Your pleasant personality is your personal demon. That's your personal disposition. That disposition, boo-boo, that's the thought pattern that gives birth to other little demons. You call them emotions. Those are entities that move around. Those entities that move around, they affect the body. They affect the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. They produce what is called multiple vibrations that affect the toroidal energy field called your aura. That stops what is called intent-propelled energy. So my intention propels my energy. How your energy is propelled. So you wake up in the morning, and like my wife, my kids, everybody try to figure out, like, Doc, what you drinking, what you smoking, how you do what you do. How you wake up every morning. Like last night, I didn't get no sleep again. That means vibrationally something's in the air. Source is telling me, hey, dude, you got stuff to do. So I was writing this stuff down. And they say, time to take it to the next level. Okay, source, what's the next level? Okay, you already told them, but they're still not implementing it. That means that pattern, that demon, has not been dethroned. So you got to do the same thing that you did in the prison. What did you do in the prison? I went into their house. I sat down with their wife and their kids. Have you ever sat down with a mass murderer and watch him or her interact with his kids and his wife or his husband? Like, I wish I could have filmed what I saw. I wish to God there was some way to transfer that experience to you. I wish you could see a dude that got tattoos from his head to his toe. You can't even see his skin. I wish you could see a stone cold killer, rapist, murderer. Somebody who chopped up people's body parts into little pieces and freaking put them in acid and liquefied it and freaking poured it in the damn river. I wish you could see a stone cold killer interact with his newborn child. I wish you could see that. Because, see, we can't see the God inside of evil. We can't see the good because of the evil. Me? I can see God in any place and in any person and in anything. I know that the big G, not now, is way more powerful than any devil and any demon. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil because I did not read about God in no book. I sat and I saw the power of God override the mind of a demon. And it wasn't through laying hands and slapping no damn olive oil on somebody's head. It was understanding that the devil is in the details and breaking it down in a step-by-step-by-step system that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Now, I don't know what you got and what you're doing with your life and with your family and with your children. I don't know how you address the issues that you have going on in your life. But all I know is I know I did not read this shit in no book. All I know is when you look in the devil in the eye, when the devil is in the form of a body of a man, and that's how he comes into this dimension, he takes over somebody's body using oppression, which leads to depression that results in possession. He has the same process. He's been using it since the beginning of time, and he ain't changing it. So when I meet a demon, I meet somebody who's oppressed. I know somewhere in their life something cruel something harsh and something unjust happened to them. And something cruel, something harsh, and something unjust happened to me. So when I was a little kid walking around, I didn't ask to get beat. I didn't ask to get freaking starved. I didn't ask to watch my mama get abused. I did not sign up to see my mama die and then get shipped off to another little town. I did not ask to have my genitals fondled. I did not ask for none of that. It was cruel, it was harsh, and it was unjust. So my disposition was lowered. Depression means a lowering of one's mental state. For what? Possession. Possession means to occupy the space. But who possesses that space that is lowered through your depression? That's why I don't do depression. That's why I don't do grief. That's why I don't do fear. That's why I don't do doubt. That's why I don't do none of the emotions that y'all do. Because those emotions are not emotions. Those emotions are entities in motion. And so the inability to deal with the details, brother, the inability to deal with the details, so that the devil is there. The devil is in the details. So I live life by design, not by accident. Everything that I do is done for a reason, and it's done on purpose, and it's done on time. Because if you do not know the purpose of the thing, abuse of the thing is inevitable. So if you don't get this from me, get it from somebody else. But you better make damn sure that everything, every step that you take, you understand why you're taking that step. If you woke up this morning and you're going to Walmart to buy you some ice cream, you better look me in the eye and tell me why. Not what, why. Why do you do what you do? Why do you think the way that you think? Why do you walk the way that you walk? Why do you live the way that you live? It's not about changing other people. It's about changing yourself. I can live in hell or heaven. People ask me all the time, man, how y'all think my relationship worked? How do you think I got to where I got? Nothing outside of me affects what's going on inside of me. So whether you speak or don't speak, whether you walk or don't walk, whether you talk or don't talk, whether you are happy or sad, see, I've looked the devil in the eye, and I know he's fake. I do not know one. I do not know one preacher that's real. One. I do not know one man of God that's a man of God. So if you know, if you're a man of God, if you're a preacher, if you're in a church, and if you spell it Christianity, if you call yourself a Christian, look me in the eye and let me examine your life, and I'm going to let you, I'm going to come live with you for a week, and then you come live with me for a week. Let's see who got the best quality of life, brother. Let's see who got the best quality of life, sister. There's a lot of Negroes selling a lot of bullshiznits. And they ain't look the devil in the eye because they might be the devil. You better make damn sure you understand who you're getting your knowledge from, brother. And you better make sure you understand who you're getting your advice from. You're taking advice and information from people who ain't done what they say they done. They ain't lived what they say they lived. I know how the devil works. I know how he operates because I used to be the devil. I didn't read about the devil in the book. I live with him. I was him. I walk with him. I talk with him. So unless you know somebody who's been where you're trying to go and understand what you are up against and the obstacles and how to remove that thought pattern that is producing that emotion, brothers and sisters, you might as well stop fighting and just go and just give up the ghost. Because guess what? All I got to do is push your button. All that's it. I just got to push your button. And what happens? That thought pattern is going to release that demon. And that demon is going to come over and he's going to take over. And then you're not going to know what came over you. But all of a sudden, you just had to do blank. Again, brothers and sisters, live your life by design. Stop guessing and start living your life by design. In 2020, I'm working with people who want to understand all facets and all areas of their life, why they do what they do, and how to stop it. I don't care what your behavioral issue is or what behavioral issue you want to establish. I only am working with people who want to establish wealth, health, wisdom, mutual respect, and love. Meaning, I know you are different than me. I respect our differences, but we're different because of our design, not because of our mind. Meaning, mentally, our operating statement is the same, which is we are the five attributes of God that I have in my book, The Standard. Meaning I am all-knowing, all-power, all-present, all-simple, all-benevolent. If you like that, we're on the same frequency. If you're not like that, boo-boo, me and you can't hang out. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm going to give you your space to work on you. But as for me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're in the penthouse. So when you're ready to come on up and join me. I'll be up there sipping on my pina colada. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. He got a name written on this star that no man can pronounce. Stop trying to put God in a box, boo-boo. It's not going to work. And the sun is the sum total of the numbers that you got in your chart. That establishes the crucifixion, the amplification of the Christ. That is the oil inside of the body that allows you to function. It amplifies your functionality. And once you do that, that means that you can never, ever be manipulated or controlled. But you will always be led and guided into all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm very mad.